Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Let me just tell you, I'm in a mother mood today like you wouldn't believe. I am so tired of getting fucked over by politicians. Just don't go anywhere. Because there's no mode for this. This isn't dark mode. There's no amount of blackout coffee that's going to help here. Speaking of, today's show is sponsored by Blackout Coffee. May need some today for this one. Stop giving your money to woke companies you don't care about. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting screwed over. Oh, I know that. No, we're really getting screwed over. And until we go nuclear batshit crazy over this and start voting everyone out, everyone, I don't care who you are, and just start over, I don't know how we save this anymore. I'll tell you what I mean coming up. Something happened. Don't trust me. Don't go anywhere. Folks, American Financing. AmericanFinancing.net is the website. If you're similar to most Americans, you pay your bills, refuel your car, buy groceries. There's barely anything left. You find yourself relying on a credit card to cover essential expenses. Do you know that the current average credit card interest rate hovers around 25%? Makes your debt even more expensive. For homeowners, there's a better way. It's called American Financing. They're saving people just like you an average of $700 a month. American Financing offers a way to alleviate your financial burden by tapping into your home's equity to pay off your debt. Unlike the high credit card interest mortgage rates are considerably lower than that. Consolidating your credit card debt into your home loan is a much better way to create the savings you need. I encourage you to reach out to their salary-based mortgage consultants. It's a good company. If you start today, you might even be able to delay 2 mortgage payments. Your journey starts with a simple call. Call today, 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660, or visit them online at AmericanFinancing.net. It's worth a trip over there. AmericanFinancing.net, not .com. AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, and NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Joe, let's just get this baby going, man. In more ways than you know.
Well,
Joe may know because he was. Did I look salty when I came up today?
Oh, hell yeah.
So let's just get the big stuff out of the way first. And let me just show you how the big stuff and the small stuff are really all just the same stuff, okay? The Republicans obviously are getting ready to fuck you over again because that's what they do. Because there's a uniparty out there and the Dan Bongino golden rule, which is what, Joe? Most Republicans on Capitol Hill are really Democrats. However, no Democrats are really Republicans. It's why we are going bankrupt. It's why our economy's in the shitter. It's why our country is going downhill fast in a not even managed decline anymore, like a boulder with a massive amount of kinetic energy steamrolling everything in its way. The Republicans up on Capitol Hill, McConnell and Schumer. I should say the Democrats, McConnell and Schumer. That actually wouldn't be a typo or a mistake. The Democrats, McConnell and Schumer, have gathered together and said, we've agreed on a continuing resolution, funding all kinds of things we don't have any money for as we go bankrupt. And F you to the American citizens, you're going to take it. But we're going bankrupt. It don't matter. It don't matter. They don't care. And not just that. There are a boatload of Republicans who went along with this. Now, these people, I just want to be clear. They hate you. These people hate your guts. They hate you. But here's the thing, folks. They hate you everywhere. Politicians are shit. They are garbage people. They are human garbage. They are the worst people on earth. The best day of my life, I kid you not, is losing when I ran for office. Because if you fit in with these people, you're probably shit too. Folks, I'm tired of getting fucked over, man. These people run for office. They ask you to go out with your shoe leather and knock on doors for them and tell them, oh, the Republican Party, they're going to do what's right for you. They're going to control spending, save babies' lives, let you protect yourself with a firearm in a bad situation. They're going to go out there and defend school choice. They don't give a shit. These people are a bunch of fucking fakes. Total phonies. I bring this up this morning because, folks, it's not just there. It's everywhere. I live in Florida. Someone gave me this the other day at the book signing. I don't even know what it says in the back. Sergius or something on it, but thank you, whoever gave me that. I bet you think, oh, Florida, it's a blood red state. Florida, you don't have those problems down there. Really? I'm so tired of getting fucked over by people. So tired. So why did I wake up pissed off this morning? Someone sends me a message, a friend of mine, and says, hey, I live in Martin County, Florida, which is, by the way, chock full of Republicans. There's not a single Democrat on the county commission. It's the same thing happening nationally. It's no different. Oh, you're just talking about your county. No, I'm talking about my county because I'm an activist at heart. And the same shit happening nationally is happening in Republican counties all over the country. They voted last night to hike your taxes. And let me tell you something. I don't trust any of these motherfuckers anymore. They all called me, all of them, kissing my ass to get on the air, try and be my buddy and everything. I had one of them out to dinner. I was chatting with them at a dinner I was at with my wife. She stopped by the table. It's fascinating. And you know what they did? And they sit there, oh, yeah, look, this is a conservative county. And you know what they do? They fuck you at the drive-thru. Some of you will get that reference. Any of you in the chat know where that comes from? Because it's no different. They fuck you at the drive-thru, Leo Getz style. McConnell, House Republicans. There's like 10% of the caucus, Gates and a couple others, Mike Lee on the Senate side, that actually give a shit that we're going bankrupt. Nobody cares. I live in a Republican county. There's not a single Democrat elected here. They voted unanimously 5-0 last night to hike the taxes during a shit economy with inflation, despite the fact that property values went through the roof and they're swimming in new tax dollars. This and every one of these shitheads asked me to, yes, shitheads. Every one of them asked me, can you put a sign up? And you know what? Because I try to do the right thing and have a little bit of faith in people. These scumbags will burn you every time. Stacey Hetherington, I actually campaigned for this woman. Fucked me over. Sarah Hurd, total Democrat. I didn't pretend she's a Republican. No hope for her at all. Ed Campy, another one. Mask mandate guy. Doug Smith, just the biggest pussy up there I've ever seen. Harold Jenkins. Just a generally stupid human being. You got 43,000 watching. You going to hear about my county? Tell me about yours. This bullshit's happening everywhere. So tired of these pieces of garbage. They're all selling you out, man. People don't give a shit about you. Every single one of these people lied to me. Every one of them. This county is five. It's the first time in my life I'm being in Martin County where I want to get the fuck out of here. Do not come down to Florida and think for a second that you're in some like, I'm dead serious, folks, some haven of like, we've done a lot of great things down here and there are a number of great counties, people doing good stuff, but this ain't one of them. Cowards. Absolute cowards. This ain't going to affect me. But it's going to be incidental, the money I have to pay extra. There are people in this county struggling all over the country, and you can't stop spending other people's money. It's not your freaking money. Mitch, McCarthy, Schumer, Hetherington, Hurd, Smith, Jenkins, Campy. It's not your money. I'm really sorry you guys have been totally unsuccessful on the outside in your own life, so you got to spend other people's money. It's not your freaking money. People are hurting. I'm not one of them. They are. I'm their voice. That's why there's 45,000 people 10 minutes in watching me who don't give a shit about you. You don't have a damn podcast because nobody gives a shit what you have to say.
Frauds.
Tired everywhere. You wonder why this week I look down? Monday, a lot of people are asking me. I got a bunch of texts. You okay? No, I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I don't have a team of people around me running interference with PR. It's just me dealing with these attacks on Rumble, attacks on free speech, attacks on me, attacks on my family, attacks on people all day. Phony, fake politicians, their lips on my ass. Oh, can you help me out? You help them out, they turn and fuck you right away. Lie right to your face. I'm proud to be one of you, 46,000 people watching right now, and not one of these dipshits.
Really, man. It's a point of this shit. People are such scumbags, man. Every one of them.
I let one of them know this morning, too. You guys want to do me a favor? I just thought of this. So I put out a couple of social media posts with the general email for the county commissioners. All just pathetic pieces of garbage. All of them. You see me in public, by the way, these county commissioners. Don't even dare come up to me. Don't. Do yourself a favor. So I'm the keynote speaker at the Martin County GOP. They have a Lincoln dinner in February, so it's a little bit away, but not that far. I'm going to stream that, I think, live. Those county commissioners may be there, although they have no balls. I don't think they'll show up. I encourage you to watch that. I'll give you a heads up in February when I do it.
Flag it.
Flag it right now. I want you to watch that, because if they dare show up, I'm going to show you in the room exactly how you handle these people. I'm going to stream that live. I'm a citizen too, and I'm speaking up for people struggling right now. And you little shits, you don't get, you have, I have no human respect for you, and I have no dignity. You have none. Sold every one of us out. McConnell, just a disgrace. Folks, we got serious stuff going on, man, and we are like this close to the edge. We're in deep shit right now. I hope you understand. Conveniently yesterday, too, while all this is going on, just such a shocker. We have a justice system, right? Oh, look, a ruling comes down against Donald Trump yesterday that he inflated his property values. Really? At Mar-a-Lago. Did you see this? Comes down yesterday. Just so weird for folks. Perfect timing. At the same time, a new bombshell drops that the Chinese Communist Party connected company sent $250,000 on a wire, and the address listed on the wire was freaking Joe Biden's home address. The media's like, there's no evidence, bro. Yeah, I know. There's a lot of evidence you all are communist scumbags. We get that. Perfect timing. Donald Trump inflates property values. 5 minutes later, Chinese Communist Party sends $250,000 to Joe Biden's house. I'm sure it's all an accident, right, folks? The timeline's perfect every single time. Did you notice that? A judge up in New York? You seen this case while we're on the Florida topic? They said that he inflated the value, Donald Trump, of Mar-a-Lago. The judge implied through a valuation that Mar-a-Lago was worth somewhere in the $20 million range. Gee, how long you been down? Joe, you're down here now, right? You have a general, you did some house shopping and stuff? Let me ask you, Gee Joe, for a guest, man. I don't know how familiar you are with the real estate, but Mar-a-Lago's waterfront in Palm Beach. It's 17 acres on both sides in Palm Beach. The adjoining, like, 5-acre property, which is just trees and has nothing on it, is on sale for, like, $50 million. What do you take a... You think Mar-a-Lago, 17 acres, both sides? What would you say it's worth? $3 million. That's right. Good call. He says $1 million. Yeah, that's right. About $1 million bucks. That's about $1 million bucks. Folks, can I tell you something? Because it's public record. The house I live in is not even, is barely above a half an acre. It's not even on the water in Palm Beach. It's off the riverside. And I paid $1.5 million. Donald Trump's house is probably worth Mar-a-Lago, I'm going to guess, upwards of about $700 million. But the judge says he overvalued it. It's really worth about 20. The judge is a freaking real estate agent now, I guess. It all happened conveniently right at the same time. We get this little bombshell. Put that oversight committee tweet up. China wires the list. Wires a list of, and lists Joe's home as the beneficiary address. A few months after Biden announced his candidacy in 2019, Hunter Biden received two wires from China for $250K and $10K, including from Jonathan Lee. More alarming, the wires have Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, as the beneficiary address. No evidence, fellas. No evidence at all. It's a little bit, little alarming. Let's just change the names. Can we do this? Can we put the tweet up for a second? A few months after Donald Trump announced his candidacy, information available shows Don Trump Jr. received two wires from China for $250 and $10K. More alarming, the wires were sent to Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Hey, I'm sure it'd be no big deal. Sure be. Nah, nobody's, he's right. Nobody give a shit. I mean, who cares, right? I mean, there's no evidence, right? I mean, they've told us that. There's no evidence Joe Biden's involved. Besides the suspicious activity reports, the pictures of Joe Biden at business meetings with his son, the calls into those meetings, the text about giving half your money to Pop, the swear-in text about how Joe Biden has access to these financial lines, the 1023 FBI forms, the multiple confidential informants indicating a bribe was paid, the Poroshenko calls, the bank records. You're right, outside of that, and now a wire to Joe Biden's house. You're right, there's no evidence. The media, there's even a montage of it. They actually told you there's no evidence. You guys missed this? Here, check this out yourself.
So far, they have been not able to prove any evidence here of wrongdoing.
House GOP members continue to try and link Hunter's business dealings to the president, though they have yet to produce any concrete evidence.
Now, it is important to keep in mind, while Republicans believe that there is a tie between Hunter Biden's business dealings and the president himself, they have yet to provide any hard evidence that the president himself has done anything wrong.
House Republicans are going to accuse him.
They are.
They're going to make the accusation.
They're going to accuse him of all sorts of stuff.
Whether they have the evidence or not.
Correct.
And Republicans have not tied the president, Joe Biden, to profiteering from them.
You know, they didn't have the evidence yet.
Where's the evidence? There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by the president.
There is today zero evidence that Joe Biden, the president of the United States, knew about what his son was doing. And if the president of the United States committed the kind of offenses that in the Republican fever dreams they're saying he committed without any evidence, there is at this point zero evidence that Joe Biden is guilty of anything. What the Republicans are doing, of course, is they're just very, very angry that their guy got impeached twice. And so they're just casting about for a way of revisiting retribution on the Democrats. And this is their latest fever dream.
Yeah, I saw someone in the chat, you know, I get it. I mean, okay, too many cuss words for me. I got to, that's fair, fine. I'm listen, it's enough. The show is not for everyone. I told you that. I warned you that a long time ago. I'm not doing cutesy time anymore. I'm sorry, man. Fuck that. I'm not doing it. I'm pissed off and I'm going to talk and act like it because that's exactly how I feel. I'm really sorry, man, if this show ain't for you. But I am so freaking tired right now. I'm not physically tired. I am mentally exhausted of being in this fight now. Gosh, over what, 12, 15 years now? And being sold out by everyone. Folks, you have no idea what I see behind the scenes. But I'm the most skeptical guy in this chat. The most skeptical man or woman in this chat who thinks like, every single human being in politics is the equivalent of a pile of shit. Believe me, it's worse. You don't even know how bad it is. These people will sell you out in a minute to your face. The only reason I even vote Republican anymore is because I know I have two garbage choices. A horrible one and one that's going to destroy me tomorrow. This is all going on right now. I mean, this is what they're worth. Really. They're spending us into oblivion. We've got a corrupt president in the White House getting money from China right before he ran. And they're worried about you know, oh my gosh, if we shut the government down for a few days, the government's been shut down. China owns it. We don't have a government. China does. They own Biden. Oh, and look at this. Breaking news yesterday. The federal probe into President Biden's handling of classified documents prior to becoming president has grown into a sprawling investigation, sources say. Several sources estimated that as many as 100 witnesses have already been interviewed, with interviews conducted as recently as last week. Why is ABC News reporting this? Anyone in the chat have an idea? Anyone? Gee, who was that poll the other day that showed Trump up 9 points? What was that, guys? Was that ABC? Oh, Joe, can... So it was an ABC poll. ABC's all of a sudden breaking news about Joe Biden's classified documents scandal too. Folks, what do you think's going on? Come on, Bongino Army and the chatsters, you know. Oh yeah, exactly what I told you 2-3 months ago. They don't know what else is out there and they're terrified and they want this guy out. And that's exactly why you saw this ABC poll the other day with Biden down 9. He's not really down 9. That's ABC saying you better get the hell out of the race soon. Or we're going to keep reporting on this because we can't lose to Trump. You get it now? You can unflag that one. I knew it. I called it. Take it down. Take it down, guys. Like, we got a whole team. Man, I got more on this, folks. I am in, and this is the saltiest mood I've ever been in. I am just so tired of getting screwed over. Stacey Hetherington screwed me so bad, I can't even tell you. I trusted this woman. I trusted these people, and they sold me out and spent the whole day trying to justify them being absolute shitheads. Disgusting. I'm going to tell you what's going on with this classified documents thing in a second, because this is even worse than you think. The only reason ABC's reporting on that in a poll is they want this guy out of there. Let me take a quick break. Folks, you've caught the media buzz about the staggering weight loss people get from those weekly injections, right? It works by lowering blood sugar, reducing fat, and curbing appetite. Those are the three keys to weight loss. Well, listen up. There's an interesting weight loss discovery called Lean, L-E-A-N. Lean is a brand new supplement that frustrated dieters should find really encouraging. For starters, no shots and no prescription needed. But get this, the studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help lower blood sugar, help convert fat into energy, and help reduce appetite. Adding Lean to a healthy diet and exercise program could be that game changer for folks who want to lose 10 pounds or more. Let's get you started with 15% off and free rush shipping. Visit TakeLean.com, T-A-K-E-L-E-A-N, TakeLean.com, and enter code DAN15, that's DAN15. Promo code DAN15 at TakeLean.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent any disease. It's not a substitute or alternative to seeking care from your healthcare providers. Again, TakeLean.com, promo code DAN15. Folks, this case is getting really ugly. The media is only reporting on this stuff for one reason. Throw up that ABC tweet again. Here is what is going on. I told you what's going on. What's happening here? Put that up on the screen, Joe, so I can see it. The ABC tweet is devastating. They want him out of the race. This has nothing to do with journalism. They know Joe Biden can't win. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden can't beat anyone in this race right now. The math is not there. He's frustrated. Black voters, Hispanic voters, young voters hate him. Even suburban women don't trust him anymore. He cannot win. He will not beat Donald Trump. He will not beat Ron DeSantis. He wouldn't beat Nikki Haley. He would lose probably 2 to 4 points in the popular vote. He is the single most destructive human being to ever enter the White House, and everybody knows it. So what's going on? Chatsters, I think you know. This document scandal is exactly what I told you it was. The payments that were coming into the Biden crime family were likely for information Biden had access to. Da, da, da. Why do you think this breaking news, the federal probe into his handling of classified documents, has become a sprawling investigation? You think it's a coincidence? Some of the paperwork material that Joe Biden had made its way into emails from Hunter Biden? What do you think Hunter Biden was selling? He was selling access and information the entire time. That's what he was selling. That's what he was selling. This is the biggest political scandal in American history. They were selling information the whole time. The media is going to throw this guy under the bus soon. There is no doubt about it. Here, I want to show you something. You think this is an accident, this Axios story about the no-trip strategy? This was a major leak coming out of the White House. Apparently, inside the White House, they are absolutely terrified. They are terrified of Joe Biden tripping out in public because he can't control himself anymore. Look at this Axios story by Alex Thompson. This is not an accident. Scoop, Biden's team don't let him trip mission. They are terrified of this guy falling. The reason you're hearing this story now is the media is now doing the conversion from protect Joe Biden to get this guy out of here at all costs. You saw the Gavin Newsom thing yesterday. Here, I want to show you this video. He's walking down the short steps at Air Force One. Look, and he trips again. He trips again. The guy cannot stop. Every time he walks up and down a pair of steps. Every time. Happened again yesterday, too. You know the Biden little shuffle he does to prove how his virality? Look at him. Vitality there. I want you to watch. He does this little Biden shuffle. He's going to fall on his face. Here, once you see this, you'll never unsee this. He does this all the time. Check this out. Watch. You'll see it. Oh, there it is. You see it? He does the shuffle. They're begging him to stop doing this. He does it to prove, oh, look at me. Look at all the vitality I have. Folks, they're getting ready to throw this guy overboard. It appears from the available information that Joe Biden and his team were selling information to the highest bidder. That is what the money was for. Everybody knows it. The media doesn't even know what else is out there. That's the problem. Folks, this guy's in big trouble, man. He can't win. This is Josh Krasauer, a pretty down-the-road, middle-stream guy. NBC News, latest poll finds Republicans with a 21-point advantage on the economy. 49% of registered voters picking the GOP, 28% picking the Dems. It's the largest lead Republicans have had since 1991. Am I telling you it's this positive? We're going to smoke everyone in the next election? I'm not. However, I'm telling you, they're in a world of trouble, and they know they can't win with Joe Biden. This is the most important thing you're going to see today. Christopher Coons is Joe Biden's oldest buddy in the Senate right now. They love each other. These two are like this. Coons is obviously a Democrat. Chris Coons loves Joe Biden. I want you to pay very close attention here to what he says. If Chris Coons is telling you he's worried about Biden's polls, believe me, behind the scenes, it's 1,000 times worse. Watch this.
Right now, the polls head-to-head are more concerning than I would expect, but I would so much rather be in this position of having an incredible record for our president to run on.
If Chris Coons is saying that, ladies and gentlemen, this guy's in a world of trouble. Now, piling on, Newsweek. Joe Biden's nightmare election scenario might be coming true. The last thing Joe Biden needs is Bobby Kennedy running on the libertarian line, a consultant told Newsweek. Nothing good will come of that for Biden. Newsweek reached out to the White House for comment. Why? Because a poll released last week found that a third of Democrats would vote for Bobby Kennedy if he ran as an independent, a boost from the 25% who said he would vote for him in the primaries. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy's administration is collapsing in record light speed right now. The fastest you can go is light speed. You can't go any faster. The collapse is epic. Here's a Semaphore article. This monster story came out. Apparently, the Iranians have been running an influence operation. Semaphore, which is no conservative outlet, by the way. An influence operation with people inside the Biden White House. Can you imagine having a worse week than this guy? It gets out that you can't stop falling on your face. You give a speech calling a famous black performer, LL Cool J, who you called LLJ Cool. You call him boy. After that, it's revealed $250,000 payment from the CCP made it to your house while there's an expanding investigation into you fleecing classified documents. Can it get any worse? I don't think so. Can get as bad, but ain't going to get any worse. Folks, these people are in a world of trouble. They are in a world of trouble. But it's not bad enough yet for some. Oh, I got a not bad enough block coming up next. It is not bad enough for some. It is not bad enough. I'm going to show you what I mean coming up next. But it's about to get bad. Really bad for some people. You better get prepared today. All right, let me take a quick break here. Omaha Steaks, folks, falls in the air. It means we're looking forward to crisp mornings, falling leaves, and sweater weather. More importantly, it's perfect time for fall grilling, tailgating, and cozy comfort food. Omaha Steaks has all of your fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. That's 50% off all your favorite tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks like their butcher's cut filet mignons. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code Bongino at checkout and get an extra $30 off your order. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts, and more. All of them are 50% off during the semi-annual sale. Every bite's backed by the 100% unconditional guarantee. And Guy loves the burgers, too. He's probably raided the freezer already. Go to omahasteaks.com. Shop all your delicious favorites for half the price. Don't forget to enter promo code Bongino at checkout for an extra $30 off. The sale is only for a limited time. omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bongino at checkout for an extra $30 off. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. We appreciate it. Folks, stay tuned. Again, this block coming up next is important. Folks, you think your face enjoyed the summer as much as you did? Here's Ella from Rockford. I have age and acne spots. The stuff's fading. Both of them. The serum's worth every penny. Ella's raving about the dark spot corrector from Genucel Skincare, a must-have after months of record heat and humidity. Sunspots, brown spots, discoloration, even red and flame patches could all disappear in front of your very eyes. It's not only Ella loves it. My wife, Paula, loves it too. This stuff works, and here's the Genucel Skincare Amazing Guarantee. You'll see results day one or your money back. So take advantage of the Genucel Skincare most popular package, which now includes a dark spot corrector plus the classic Genucel Skincare, bags and puffiness treatment, and immediate effects, all at about 70% off. So you can try the best skincare in the world for yourself completely risk-free. It's simple. Go to genucel.com/Dan and start looking years, even decades younger tomorrow. Say goodbye to darkened liver spots, bags and puffiness under the eyes, crow's feet, at Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L, Genucel.com/Dan, Genucel.com/Dan. You can see the results day one and get compliments everywhere you go. Genucel.com/Dan, Genucel.com/Dan. Thanks, Genucel. Ladies and gentlemen, for some, it's just not bad enough yet. I keep telling you this. I lived through it in New York. I remember vaguely early in my life, the Reagan Revolution. I was only born in 1974, so I don't have a vivid memory of it. But I do remember my parents talking about politics, and I certainly remember the Carter malaise, where everybody got a Ford Pinto, and the Pinto collapsed or went on fire or whatever had happened. Those were really bad times. Gas lines, it got bad enough. And then Reagan won. And then Giuliani won when it got bad enough in New York. I'm telling you on a good note, because I know this show has been a freaking flamethrower from the start, and I get it's not for everyone, folks. This is not going to be for everyone moving forward. The fact that 66,000 are here now, I love you all, and I'm honored you're here, but it's not going to be for everyone going forward because I'm not doing cutesy time anymore. I'm not doing it. People are going to get called out for exactly what they are and who they are, and we're naming names, and that's going to be it going forward because the country is collapsing in front of our eyes. And I promise you this, we are going to come out of the other side of this. I know it. I know it because we've done it before from far worse. It's not bad enough yet for some, though. CNBC. Target says it's going to close 9 stores in major cities, citing violence and theft. Folks, this is just the beginning. You are going to see in these major cities. You think you have food deserts now? You're going to have commercial deserts in the future. You're not going to have malls. You're not going to have food. You're not going to have places to buy clothes. You're going to have none of this. So I say to the residents of Chicago, not the good conservatives, Republicans, even the moderate Democrats who understand they're in trouble, to the liberal Democrats flushing their cities down the toilets, I'm warning you right now, you are going to be left with nothing, with your units in your hands and nothing left. This is just the beginning. As more and more of these companies understand that if they pull out of these cities, they'll stop losing money, you are going to have nothing left. They are going to be absolute commercial deserts. So you have two choices. Again, the garbage Republican Party or the super garbage destructive Communist Party. That's it. Here's what I mean. Did you see what happened in Philadelphia last night? Folks, I got to tell you, I don't even like going. When I go to big cities, I get security every time. Me, I'm 6'1", I'm 210 pounds. I don't trust these people anymore. I don't trust the people running these cities to keep me safe. I just don't. They don't seem to care. This is what happened in Philadelphia last night. This looks like something out of an apocalyptic. What's that? Gee, what's that? The Purge. You ever see that movie, The Purge? Where like one night a year, crime is you can do whatever you want to do. This is like every night. This is like the nonstop purge going on in America's big liberal cities. Here, watch what happened in Philly last night. Everybody must eat, folks. Everybody, where'd they get that from? Anybody know? Anybody have an idea where they may have gotten that? Everybody must eat. Everybody, that food's free, folks. It doesn't matter that that small business owner is now probably going to have to go out of business because you looted and raided his store. That makes no difference. The fact that he works for his food and his food doesn't really make it there. Everybody must eat, right? Where do you think they got that from? Oh, that's right. Their fearless leader. Yeah, the broken bartender, AOC. I love bartenders. We own the bar. Can't say it enough. Not this one. Here, you remember this clip? Everybody's got to eat. They're all still, they're just to eat, folks. That's all they're doing. Check this out.
And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night.
Yeah. He said they eat iPhones. Is there a nutrition? What's the carbohydrate count of that? Is it macro micronutrients? Is there some chromium picolinate in there? Maybe a little selenium? Maybe some zinc, magnesium citrate? Is that in the... mercury in there? I don't know. Is that essential? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that could kill you. But yeah, that's so weird. Because then this happened last night in Philly too. Yeah, yeah. They're going to... Yeah, are they eating? Got one. Got a freebie there. Look at that. Yeah, that's such a good point. That's such a good point. Maybe the geese says, you know, they're hungry. Maybe they saw the Apple store with the bite out of it. And they're like, oh, I want to go in there and get a bite of that apple too. I'm starving to death. By the way, the people screaming in that video don't look like they're starving at all. They look like they're doing the opposite of starving. So weird how they're starving, yet many of them are carrying like 50 to 70 extra LBs. So strange, right? Not bad enough yet, folks. You held an election tomorrow in Philadelphia. I'll go on the record right now. Not a single city council position, not a single mayor's race candidate. They would vote for Democrats every single time. Why? Because it's not bad enough yet. Oh, it's going to get bad enough. We're getting to Mad Max even faster than I thought. Again, you think you're safe? You're not even safe in a Republican county like mine. Bunch of wuss bag coward chumps down here, too. Can't do a damn thing right. Get out of their own way. Think people move to Florida to pay taxes. You go to Philadelphia, you just expect to get crapped on every single day. Here, this is how bad it is. Citizens, and they're the only people getting involved right now. Citizens tackling shoplifters. You see this one? Guys shoplifted from a store? You're expected now, what, as a citizen to be like the police and a security guy too? This is why I tell you, folks, you better know what you're doing. You better have some skills to survive, because you don't know when you're going to find yourself in this situation with these crazies everywhere. Right, that's keeper. This guy's probably in jail, a citizen, and they're probably the security guy too. They're probably in jail for felonious interference with a guy trying to eat. That's like a crime or something. Oh, I'm not done. Folks, you better learn to protect yourself, because I want you to understand. Can you help me in the chat? By the way, I got a question for you. You know the scene in Batman, the Christopher Nolan Batmans I'm talking about for you comic book buffs, where Alfred tells Batman, he says, you know, some men just want to watch the world burn. Is that about the Joker or is that about Bane? I think it's about the Joker. Can you help me in the chat? Because if I could play it on here, I'll play it on the radio, but we can't play it on here. But it's a really powerful, it's a comic book movie. I get it. It's not like Rosebud or Citizen Kane or anything like that. Was it the Joker? Come on, someone's got to know this. Joker, thank you. Okay, it was. I thought so. It's a powerful scene. You know, when I was a cop, I'm trying not to get choked up here because it's unnecessary and not too brief, but one of the most devastating things you go to is a child abuse case. And you'll pull in and you see this kid, man, and the kid's just like hovering in the corner, like of a bed in the corner of the room with like some covers or something, and they just want it all to stop. You know, when you see that, and you wonder, and you see this big, like, hulk of a dude who was, like, beating the shit out of this kid, this little, like, five-year-old, and you say to yourself, like, how could any person do that? And I'm always reminded that some people really just do want to see the world burn. I don't know if it's internal pain they have that they feel like the only way to vent it is to rage on other people. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But evil's real. Folks, you better get ready for it. I said to you yesterday in my locals video, my radio show in here, get yourself some kettlebells, get yourself some dumbbells, and you better learn how to fight to stay alive. Don't start a fight, but you better learn how to end one. And if you're going to tell me you don't have the time, I'm going to ask you, you have the time to die? Because if you live in one of these places, even if you don't, you're not safe in this world anymore. We are in a completely different place than we were even 10 years ago. We are in a lawless place moving towards Mad Max quicker than you think. And the thing about chaos is it spreads like a virus, and it spreads geometrically, not arithmetically. And it's growing by the day. I want to play this video for you, and I want to warn you in advance. This is the most disturbing one yet. You've probably seen it, but I want you to see it again. It's some guy in Chicago. He's walking down an alley in the middle of the day, but I want you to listen. The audio here, if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, the audio is almost as powerful for all the wrong reasons as the video. I want you to notice, though, these guys don't want to mug this guy. They want to hurt this guy. They're out there. They're everywhere. The wolves are everywhere. You want to be a sheep or you want to be a sheepdog? It's your decision to make. Watch this.
Get the fuck off me! Asshole! disturbing. What the fuck? Get the fuck off me! Fuck off! Asshole! Kurva! Fuck! Fuck!
He just wanted to hurt that guy. Some men just want to watch the world burn, man. You know, you're going to be an arsonist or a fireman. What are you going to do? Listen, again, I'll say it for the third time today because I understand this isn't for everyone. But when I say cutesy time is over, I get it. We say this stuff with a kind of note of sarcasm. I understand. And it's always like a little humor. Today's not funny. I don't mean that to be funny today at all. We got a country to save. I mean, to actually save, not in the figurative sense, meaning that it's being lost. The country you thought you knew is almost completely gone. Criminals run the streets. Inflation runs our budget. Corruption runs our White House. Ineptitude and cowardice runs our Congress and our Senate. You know, I'm not some freaking poet, like I said, you know, dark is before dawn, crap or whatever. But if we're going to fix this, we're running out of time. The good news is there are people out there who've had enough. And they're certainly willing to publicly express it. Did you see what happened in Staten Island, New York? Now, for those of you who don't know New York, Staten Island is one of five boroughs. It is the most Republican borough. I wouldn't call it exactly conservative, but the most Republican borough in New York. There's typically a Republican congressman that represents Staten Island. This is the city, New York City, New York. It's obviously the state's much larger than the city, which is actually a small portion of the entire state. Staten Island residents have a bunch of migrants being bussed into their city. Of course, they're here illegally. Staten Island's got its own issues right now. It's a middle-class place. They're all struggling with inflation. Staten Island residents says, no, they're not coming here. Not in those buses, not now. They are not in the country legally. We're not entitled to break the law. Neither are they. So what happened? They got arrested. These people decided to go to jail rather than let this all happen in front of their face. Watch this.
Everybody back on the side.
Is this going to spread? Are more people going to say we've had enough? Are people going to vote different? Folks, the answer is I don't know. But I want you to think of this. You ever see that viral video? It's on TikTok and Reels and Twitter and Facebook. It's a viral video. You guys ever see it? It's this watermelon and the guy puts rubber bands around it. It goes on for days. Rubber band, finally there's, I don't know, whatever, 100,000 rubber band, who the hell knows, on this thing. And he puts one more rubber band and the watermelon explodes. 100,000, probably ridiculous, probably like 5,000, who the hell knows. The point is, what's that rubber band going to be? Just one rubber band exploded that watermelon. No, Dan, it was the 5,000 before, was it? 5,000 before it didn't explode the watermelon. It took 5,000 rubber bands and the watermelon was not compressed to the point where it would explode. And yet one little tiny rubber band did it. What's going to be the rubber band? that causes a political explosion in this country where people vote different? Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is, I don't know. But I can tell you it's coming. But it ain't going to happen with cutesy time bullshit. And this isn't going to happen. But this, you know, and the reason I brought up the local stuff this morning in conjunction with the national stuff, because this is everywhere. It is your job to fight in your county, in your city, in your state, and federally. There is no excuse. What should I do first? All of it. Because we don't have a choice. Because the Democrats are fighting everywhere. You want more of this? Did you see this one? The illegals coming in on the trains? Look at this. On the top of the trains, check this one out. You want more of this? This is our country. You want to see what an invasion looks like in live time? You want to see what an invasion looks like in live time, a hostile takeover of your country? I'll give you a hint. It looks kind of like that. If that were an invading army, you'd all be looking at each other like, is this really happening? I mean, what's going to be enough? How about if you live in California right now? You see this Axios story? California is going to fine schools. Fine schools that ban this pornography in schools. They're going to, so if your school bans the pornography, they're going to fine them. It's not happening, but it's great that it is. To quote the great Michael Anton, we're not showing this stuff in schools, but if you ban it, we'll fine you. I thought you weren't showing it in schools. Folks, it's getting bad out there. Even up in Canada. I want to give a hat tip to this Melissa Landstrom. She's a parliamentary minister up there in Canada. And did you hear about the Nazi scandal? They had an actual Nazi they gave a double standing ovation to up in Trudeau's liberal Canadian parliament. Well, they've got some conservatives and some non-liberals there. And this Melissa Landstrom, I think her name is Landstrom here, just absolutely goes for it. This is, I want to end on a little bit of a high note here. Check this out.
The Speaker of the House took the fall and the Prime Minister continues to blame everyone else. A full-blown international embarrassment for our country, for our allies, and for everything this nation did to defeat the Nazis. An actual Nazi invited to the House of Commons, welcomed, and celebrated as a hero, and a government that vetted everyone here. Shame. The PM has called Canadian citizens Nazis. Will he muster the courage and stand up on his feet today and take responsibility?
Again, when is enough enough? I don't know this woman at all. When is it? The liberals are now celebrating Nazis up in Canada. By the way, the speaker, the Canadian speaker, had to resign yesterday. He did it in French and English, too. This is the English part. This is just classic. Check this out.
Order. It's with a heavy heart that I rise to inform members of my resignation as Speaker of the House of Commons. It has been my greatest honor as a parliamentarian to have been elected by you, my peers, to serve as the Speaker of the House of Commons for the 43rd and 44th Parliament. This House is above any of us. Therefore, I must step down as your Speaker.
Too bad, so sad. Bye now. Maybe Trudeau should go next. Hey, listen, I want to, for the army here in the chat, Team Bongino, I love you guys. I had a rough couple weeks, man. I've been banged out a little bit, you know? I'm just like, again, I'm dealing with a lot, man. It's on all fronts. It's not some snowflake shit, so don't worry about that. But, and I'm not okay, but I'll be okay, if you know what I mean. When I'm not okay and I'm not okay, I'll tell you. But I get in a funk, man. So I've been reading this story. I've been following this. I'm going to try to have someone on my show in the coming days or weeks. But anyone have any experience with this? The psilocybin thing, these new psychedelics they're using, basically mushrooms? Oh, yeah. Really? They use these things now medically, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm hearing that they may have some benefits. It's NPR, but, you know, whatever. For this case, it's a non-political story. So not that you can trust it anyway. But I'll put it in the show notes. And apparently, if you take psilocybin, there are a lot of religious folks of faith who are using this stuff because they believe there's some spiritual dimension to this. Now, listen, I'm a big believer that the spirit world is very real. I'm a man of faith. I'm also a sinner. I'm not your preacher. I'm not your moral compass. I want to be clear on that, but I do believe Jesus Christ is my Savior, and I do believe the spiritual world is very real. And I'm wondering, is for anyone who's ever tried this, you know, you in the chat, or I read the chat sometimes after the show too, and or tweet to me at True Social or put it on Facebook. You know, I get depressed a lot. It's a dark place. If you guys have ever had depression, the clinical kind, you know, it runs in my family. It's a black cloud. It's not related to anything. It's not a bad mood. That's not what depression is. It's a weird thing. It's whatever. I don't need to bore you with my nonsense, but I get it a lot. It runs in my family through my mother's side. And it's hard to shake. And I'm wondering if you think this stuff is any good. Does it work? Because my fear is that a couple people I know tried it, really did change. They say they changed for the better, but I see, I got to stay frosty too. So, you know, find me on Facebook or send me a message in the chat. I'd love to hear if you took psilocybin and see what you think. Because apparently a lot of people believe in this stuff. All right, man. Listen, thanks for tuning in today. I know the tone of the show, man, ain't for everyone. I get it. But I ain't backing down. Sorry, man. The only way is through. It's not to retreat. And I hope you're with me. So 75,000 people watching. I love you all. I appreciate it. And to all, a good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.